here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. Say, this is the day the Lord hath made. And the Bible said we can and we will rejoice and be glad therein. I trust everything's well at your place. I was thinking when I come on, I'd like to be able to preach to a group of people this morning without sickness, but I know that's not possible because we all have sickness. We have many problems, many situations, but I trust today that you've tuned this broadcast in and God's going to richly bless you, okay? Let's get started with our broadcast today. Let's start with this song right here. Hope you enjoy this one, okay?
He can turn the tide and come an angry sea. He alone decides who writes our symphonies. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He can keep a watch all through each lonely night. He still finds the time to hear our baby cry. Saint and sinner call, they'll always find him there. And though it makes him sad, he always says, I forgive. He can grant the wish and make a dream come true. He can plant the clouds, he can turn the gray to blue. He alone knows where to find the rainbow's end. He alone can see what lies beyond the bend. He can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I have told. And though it makes you sad, he always says, I forgive.
Yes, sir, he always says, I forgive. I know a lot of things that go on today that I just couldn't. If I was God, I know that I'd handle them different. But I thank God today that God is, I'm like God. I'm in his likeness and his image. I have the DNA of God in me. I have the blood of Jesus Christ been applied to my life, but I'm far from being like God. I'm trying to be more like him every day, and I trust today that God is richly blessing you. I'm praying for you, and I hope that you're praying for me. So let's go right back now, and I want to do this song for you, and I hope you enjoy this one also. I remember my good friend Jack Reed, who's gone home with the Lord now, but he used to love this song. He'd say, Tommy, play that song for me. So it says, Ride Out Your Storm.
It seems night forever, and your nights of confusion, they've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting. But the night's almost over, so ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you. Though you may not feel him, you're never alone. You're hurting now, but the morning is coming. Be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Hold on to Jesus, ride out your storm. Your storm, God's right there with you. Though you may not feel him, you're never alone. You're hurting now, but the morning is coming. Just hold on to Jesus. Ride out your storm.
Yes, sir. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. I love that song. Love to do that song. And I never do that. I don't think about my good friend Jack Reed, who I said has gone home to be with the Lord. And we've got a revival starting now at the Pillar of Truth this Sunday night. Tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll have Nikki and Buck will be there with us, and they'll be singing and preaching, and we're going to start at 6 o'clock so that we can get out early. And I hope that you and around this area get this broadcast this Sunday and come out and be with us. I want to remember Ann and Carol Cole and Louise and James Ellison and Patty and Barry Harper. And well, I've got so many people that I need to send a song, broadcast out to, but we're really running behind this month. It seemed like it's been kind of slow coming in. So I trust today that you're planning on giving and giving to the broadcast. Well, remember Miss Ruby Dixon in the broadcast today, okay? Let's go now and listen to this song. I love this song, and I hope you enjoy this one.
As I was walking down Life's Highway many years ago, I came upon a sign that read Heaven's Grocery Store. When I got a little closer, the door swung open wide, and when I came to myself, I was standing inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere. One hands me a basket and said, "My child, shop with care." Everything a human needed was in that grocery store, and what you could not carry, you could come back for more. Well, first I got some patience. Love was in the same row. Farther down was understanding. I need that everywhere I go. I got a box or two of wisdom, and faith a bag or two. And charity, of course, I would need some of that too. I couldn't miss the Holy Ghost because it was all over the place. And then some strength and courage to help me run this race. My basket was getting full, but I remembered I needed grace. And then I chose salvation, for salvation was free. I tried to get enough of that to do both you and me. Then I started to the counter to pay my grocery bill. Boy, I thought I had everything to do the Master's will. As I went up the aisle, I saw prayer, and I just had to put that in too. For when I step outside, I'd run right back into sin, and I'd know what to do. Well, peace and joy, they were plentiful, the last thing on the shelf. Song and praise, they were hanging near, so I just helped myself. Then I said to the angel, "How much do I owe?" He smiled and said, "Just take them everywhere you go." Again, I asked, "Really now, how much do I owe?" The angel spoke and said, "My child, Jesus paid your bill a long, long time ago."
Yes, sir, we can shop at Heaven's Grocery Store. That's a beautiful song recitation. I did that several years back, so I hope you enjoyed that. Well, let's go right now and listen to this song. I like this song. It says, "I know the man, and his name is Jesus."
Well, I can't take the heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can't take the soul that's sin sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Oh, but I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think there's no one that loves you, and you lie, well, it's all out of hand. I know a man who can. I can't walk upon the waters. I can't calm no raging sea. But I know the man who can. I can't cause blind eyes open, make the dead get up and walk again. Oh, but I know the man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think, well, there's no one that loves me, and my life, well, it's out of hand. Oh, but I know the man who can. I know the man. I know a man, and he can.
Yes, sir, we've been pointing people in the direction of Christ for many years now. And God has blessed this ministry. I hope he continues to bless it. Like I said, the finances have been mighty slow this month, but I hope that you have decided to help me a little bit and that you will be sending me something before long, because this ministry is very important to a lot of people. I know a lot of people that I meet along the way, and they said, I listen to that broadcast every Sunday morning. I appreciate that, but without your help and your support, it would not be on the air. And I hate to mention that. I don't like to be a bum, but sometimes you got to kind of tell people. The Bible said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. So I'm asking and I'm seeking this morning. So let's go right now, and I want to do a sermon right here, and this was called God's Warning.
We've been hearing a lot on the news. I mean, we're hearing of disasters and floods and beware of this and terrorists, and I don't know, it's mind-boggling of the things that we're listening to, and every one of us, our minds are like a computer, everything's just going through it, and a lot of people asking themselves a lot of questions, a lot of the commentators are asking a lot of questions, and every politician seems to have the answer, and every one of them wants to make a comment on how that this can be solved and all of that. And then all of a sudden the preachers jump in it. You know, preachers are bad to jump in to all of these situations. Have you ever noted Jerry Falwell, who I admire very much? Love to go see the man again. Maybe before he dies or I die, I'd love to spend some time with him, because I grew to love him very much when I was with him down in Heritage City. But anyhow, Pat Robertson not long ago made a statement that that got him into a lot of trouble due to the fact that he told it like it was. Now, let me tell you, folks, I was negative about what he said. I was very negative about what he said, and I do apologize to he and God. He's not here, but if he was, I would apologize that I jumped on his bandwagon. And I made a statement, maybe like a lot of the rest of you, where he ought to just keep his mouth shut and stick to his preaching. Well, I apologize that. I apologize for being very negative, because after thinking about it and after reading this scripture, I become more positive to what he was really saying. And he said something that maybe the rest of us are just too jelly backbone to really speak up and say. Like Jerry Falwell, he says some things that us preachers wouldn't dare to say because of the threat of our pulpit or our situation. But there is a lot of things going on today. And then Iran, in the hot spot that we're facing in today about the nuclear things that they're making, and it's really a threat to just about everyone. And then they come up with a statement that Israel or Jerusalem should be annihilated from the face of the earth. And I thought, hey, that's bad. That's very bad. But you know, some of the things we're hearing, folks, are very positive, and we don't realize just how positive they are. And this morning, I want you to think with me as we preach this message. And this message is going to be called God's Warning. And I want you to keep in mind, is God trying to warn the people of this world? Is God trying to warn the people of this world? Well, I listen to the prophets of the Bible. Though the prophets, they're not big preachers, but they were prophets. You go back to the old Bible, you'll find a lot of the major prophets, which were Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah and all of that. And they spoke to the people about the situations and the conditions. And it seemed like they were always giving God's warnings. They were always standing before the people and telling them, hey, God is warning you, you better get your act together. Well, it even come into the minor prophets, who are Joel and Amos and some of the other minor prophets. And again, we're hearing the prophets giving a warning to the people. And sure enough, it was God's warning to the people. And this morning, I'm here as a spokesman of God, and I feel I am. I feel that every preacher that goes in the pulpit is a spokesman of God. I believe that he should not speak what he thinks and what he hears, but what God is saying to him, hey, warn the people. And I'm here this morning with a warning. I'm here this morning in the same aspects as the minor prophet Amos stood before his people and said, hear, O Israel, this is a warning from God. And I want you to note that as you look with me this morning in the Gospel of Amos, in the Bible, in the book of Amos. Now that's a hard one to find because it's way back there among Jonah and among Joel and all of the minor prophets. It comes just before Jonah. If you're familiar with Jonah, then you just turn back a few pages and you will find the book of Amos. And we're going to be relating to that in just a moment. Father, we pray that you will add your blessings. Take the thoughts and the minds of the people. Open their ears they might hear. Open their hearts of understanding that they might understand what God wants to speak to the people. And all God's people said it. Amen. You may be seated as you find your scripture, please. In Amos 4 and 12, I want to be, I just want to talk to you very personal. Ever since this Bible was written, now you stop to think with me just for a moment. God, this Bible gives us a fair warning. Every page, if you will read the Bible, it was just about covered with a warning. In some way or another, the Bible was warned. The Antediluvian world was warned. Sodom and Gomorrah was warned. Nineveh was warned. Just about everybody in this Bible was warned. It began with Adam and Eve. Adam was warned. Eve was warned. But yet they disobeyed the warning of God. And this morning I want you to stop and think for just a moment. Are you disobeying the warning of God? You see, there's something that we need to be very knowledgeable of, and that is that every one of us here, I don't care how big you are, how little you are, how young you are, how old you are, it's very evident that you are going to meet the God of the universe. Every one of you will stand before the God of the universe. The Bible said every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. I believe that every eye that has ever been placed within its sockets, every eye will see Him. Every knee will bow before Him. And it's very evident that you are going to meet God. And that's what you're being warned about this morning. I want to warn you. I want to warn you, you're going to meet God. When this life is ended, you're going to have to meet God. Not only that, but the time of that meeting is very uncertain. You know, they say there's only two things for certain, and that's tax and death. Well, I got news for you. Life is so uncertain. We have no certainties of even tomorrow. We have no certainties that we will even be here the next split second. We have no certainties that we will ever leave this sanctuary. I had a group of singers one time, and their lead singer died. Let me tell you how. They were singing in one of the churches in Greensboro, North Carolina. Each one, as they gave their testimony of how they knew Christ as a personal Savior. And then all of a sudden, it was a family. And all of a sudden, the family said, now my daughter is going to sing a song for you. His daughter stepped forward with the mic to sing a song and never made a bat of an eye but fell and was dead before she ever fell to the stage. And I want to say to you today, life is that uncertain. And we need to realize that. And we've been warned about that. We've been warned that life is so uncertain. James said, what is your life? It's like a vapor, it appears for just a moment. And then it's gone. One great writer said it's like the ticking of a clock. It's like the pendulum that swings back and forth. You might unhook that clock up there, if it's an electric clock, and it will stop. But it doesn't mean that time will stop. But there will come a time when we will have to face God into eternity. And God has warned us. I want you to think with me just for a moment. How many times have you pushed God out of your life?
I have no strength to climb. For the struggle of the journey left me weak both body and mind. Where I stand to the peak is a distance of my own I cannot reach. So this journey of a thousand steps begins right here up on my knees. Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on wings of grace, far into the heavens, where I can almost touch God's face. Just a hue from heaven's point of view.
Yes, sir, from heaven's point of view. I'll finish that sermon. I feel like I ought to finish that sermon. I'll finish it next week, if the Lord willing. But I appreciate you. I hope that you will sit down and help us on our ministry. As I've said, it's been pretty slow this month. But anyhow, we're starting revival tonight with Nikki and Buck Stanley up at the Pillar of Truth Church. Our service will start at 6 o'clock, and I'll tell you, you'll hear some good singing and good preaching, and we'll get you out there early. We're going to have some refreshments afterwards, so we want you to come and enjoy yourself at the Pillar of Truth Church. That's located at Barger Springs. If you don't know where that church is at, you need to know, then you give me a call, and I'll tell you exactly where it's at. Well, let's go to God in prayer. Father, I thank you for this ministry. I thank you, Lord, that you touched my lips of clay many years ago and gave me something to believe in. Thank you, Jesus, for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon me. Thank you for souls that you've given me for my labor, Lord. And I appreciate the people here in the radio audience. I hope that they don't think I'm begging too much, but Lord, the ministry is important, and financially it's important. So we pray that you'll open the hearts of every soul, touch a life, save a soul, Lord. That's what we're after this morning. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, again, we're in revival starting tonight, going through Wednesday night with Nikki and Buck Stanley, and they'll be there. Preaching at 6 o'clock each night. They'll be singing and then preaching, and we're going to have some refreshments after that. And the church is located in Barger Springs, so if you don't know where that's at, you contact me, and I'll see that you know the directions. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.